about that?
How about what?
Just we're back again.
Oh, well, how about that?
How about that? Good morning. How many more weeks till vacation, Loren?
I don't know. I'm normally right on that. I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
So we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
A lot. More than I'm willing to admit.
It goes past. No, no, stop, 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 stop. Don't
go
past.
Tell us, don't tell us.
Yeah, don't go past 10.
Well, good news. It's not past 10.
Okay, good. But we all have Memorial Day off, too, so that's nice.
Yeah.
I was just sleeping so hard this morning. The last thing I wanted to do was get up.
Mm. Oh, my gosh. I had one of those nights. You know, like when you wake up every hour?
Yep. Sure do.
Is that where you were?
Yeah, and then like 3:30, I was just up.
Okay, what time did Roy send a text message? He's like, hey, y'all, I might be a little late.
Yeah.
3:30.
It was 3:30 when I...
Can I ask you something? When you're up at 3... Because I'm typically early. Like, if I get up that early, I'm typically here early. Because I was up at...
Yeah, instead of saying I'm going to be late, why not be like, hey, I'm going to be super early?
Because I was up at 3:45 today, and I got here, I guess, earlier than I typically do.
What do you do? There was some things that brought me down. There were some things I was tied to for a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, I couldn't get out of bed. I got some... It was a rough time getting up.
So you're awake. You're just not physically able to get up yet.
Somebody tied you to the bed? Is that what you're saying?
I was tied down.
Oh.
You know, I couldn't get my day started.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay.
I wasn't feeling well.
Yeah, well, yeah, right. You weren't feeling
well. Do you want me to go into more detail?
No, you don't have
we're
to.
We're good.
Okay.
Loren's just saying...
I can give you a play-by-play of what occurred.
At 3:30, when Loren can't sleep, she comes in.
Yeah.
But I would be in your boat, too, dude. At 3:30, I would try and get an extra hour of sleep. Before I'm getting out of bed to say, all right, I'm coming in.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Try to milk it.
What?
Try to milk as much time as you can.
Yes. Try and milk it. Hopefully, everybody had a good weekend. We got some fun things for you today. But we need a Monday morning song, especially for Roy. Maybe if your alarm clock, Roy, on your iPhone can't wake you up, maybe Ja Rule can.
Okay.
All right. Welcome to your Monday, people, from the MRL Morning Show.
Come on. To everybody that be living it up, we say. So all my ladies living it up. Come on, baby, this is typical. Every day, one night thing. It's a physical. I'ma love you tonight, gang. Look, calling your name, put your phone in the range and roll over. I just really wanted to hold you. It's time, get to know you. That's a good chick. Before it's all over, I'ma meet this chick. Probably treat this chick more better. Cause if you ain't, no, thugs and ladies go together. Popping my collar, partner, who in the spot? Baby, ruling the spot, in the mug, in the watch. Of me. Half of y'all hate me, half y'all love me. The ones that hate me only hate me cause they don't trust me. And they say I'm lucky. You think I got time to blow all this dough and do all these shows? On flight in the llama, charging white rover. Oh, another episode.
What do I do?
To everybody that be living it up, we say.
What?
Want you next to me, your whole vibe's like a sign in ecstasy. This ain't nothing but an ink thing, baby. I know the world is going crazy. I won't feel your passion. Come when you ask, laugh when you cry, cry when you laugh. But ain't nothing happening. Homegirl got eluded, uptight, turned off the light, started crashing. The radio blast between me and you, but you ain't on the low with the freaky thing you do. Cause I thought you knew
what I do.
You know why? No time down till the sun come out.
Let me find out.
To everybody that be living it up, we say.
What I do.
And all my ladies that be giving it up.
What you do.
To everybody that be living it up, we say.
What do I do.
And all my ladies that be giving it up.
My love for you.
To everybody that be living it up, we say.
Feeling better, bud?
Yeah, man.
Did y'all get you in the mood?
Yeah, I was twerking. Sure.
All right, we are going to tell you guys we got some Charlie Puth concert tickets to give away today. So we will have that for you. We'll tell you what time you need to be listening for that. He's coming to the PNC Music Pavilion on the 27th with Haley Steinfeld. It's going to be a great show. We love Charlie.
Yeah, it's an all celebration of National Concert Week thanks to Live Nation.
Cool. And then, of course, we got $1,000 for you like we do every day at 8 a.m. this morning. on the MRL Morning Show. Today is one of those weird holidays. It's a certain holiday, and I think we all need to open up talking about it. And we'll do it coming up in 3 minutes.
Welcome to the Manny Roy and Lorraine Morning Show.
Hey, Kiss 95.1, who is
this?
Hey!
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny Roy and Lorraine, Kiss
95.1. We do our own sound effects.
Today is National Honest Day.
Ooh.
Do you think, Lorraine and Roy, you can make it through the whole day being totally honest? It's hard, isn't it?
Yeah.
Think about it.
Yeah, it is hard, especially at work.
And we're not talking like little. We're not talking about big things. Like, it's the little everyday things.
Yeah, the little lies, the little white lies.
I don't think it's socially acceptable to go through your day being 100% honest.
Yeah. Didn't Jim Carrey make a movie about that?
Yeah. Where he couldn't liar, not liar.
Liar,
yeah.
Liar, yeah.
Yeah. And you're right. It's nothing huge. It's not like we're lying about anything groundbreaking. It's just like the little things, like, if someone asks me today, how you feeling? I'm going to tell them I'm okay, but I'm not. You know what I mean? Like, I don't feel well.
Right.
Because I don't want to get into it.
Well, we're filming a commercial today TV. And yeah. Then so I might say a line that you guys feel isn't great, but I'll say, how is it? And you go, good. Good, worked for me.
Yeah.
Just because we want to go home. We don't want to have to debate the line.
Right.
We don't want to spend 40 minutes on one sentence.
April 30th is National Honesty Day in the U.S. And it challenges us to be truthful in everything we do. So today, when you're on social media and you want to be truthful, use hashtag National Honesty Day. Will the president tweet this morning using that hashtag?
No, but he's always honest.
That's true, but it would be funny.
He tells what he thinks.
Like, he goes.
He needs more white lies.
Oh, my gosh. Yesterday, Willie Geist on the Sunday morning program on NBC was talking about how Donald Trump is a self-admitted germaphobe. He doesn't like to be touched, the president. And the French prime minister came in last week, and all they did was touch each other. Like, Trump was chasing after him.
Okay.
They held hands.
What do you mean?
All they did was touch each other?
Trump double-kissed him. Trump wiped dandruff off of him.
Ew.
What are you talking about?
He said that. He said, I got to get some in the press conference. He's like, I got to get some you got a little dandruff on you. He's like, we got
to
keep him.
First of all, that's rude to even draw attention to it.
The freaking NBC, the Sunday morning show, showed a montage of it and played I Had the Time of My Life from Dirty Dancing. I'll have to show you. We'll have to put this
what
up on kiss951.com.
With the news
whether
anymore.
You're a Trump supporter or not, it's a hilarious video. Now I had the time of my life. They held hands and walked away. Trump grabbed his hand.
Well, you know, there is protocol that he probably has to do, you know, for certain leaders of certain countries.
Trump
have
doesn't
to follow.
Even hold his wife's hand. Okay?
I know, but you have to. There's like customary things that you have to do with certain cultures.
Yeah.
Like, you know, certain, maybe that's like one of the things.
Maybe. I don't know. All I know is that when they played I Had the Time of My Life, I was dying.
Yeah,
I was
like, hands
and
walking away.
I said, NBC is what you get. They're in a, NBC and Trump hate each other.
Oh, I know.
You know,
yeah,
so
they fight all the time.
Yeah, it's like watching a fight play out right in front of
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that's how it is.
So National Honesty Day, enjoy that, you guys. And we got a ton of things going on today. It's also National Bugs Bunny Day. Is he your favorite cartoon character, Roy?
Yeah, I enjoyed him as a kid. Sure did.
National Military Brats Day.
I wonder if a lot of people know about Bugs Bunny, because now adult parents think that's too violent or something.
I think, maybe, isn't that Roadrunner?
Or is that Roadrunner?
I think that's the Roadrunner.
Meep.
Okay. Yeah, sometimes I
Tom
forget.
Tom and Jerry.
Tom and Jerry, that's what I'm getting confused with.
Well, see, the thing is,
I grew up on Tom and Jerry. I loved it.
Yeah. In cartoon world, you could blow somebody up and twist their bill, and, like, you know, Daffy Duck's head gets turned around 50 times and he's okay.
Right.
You know.
Just not real world.
Right. Not in the real world.
Right.
And I guess for some reason, we as adults knew that growing up, but this younger generation of kids, they don't realize that.
Sure.
That it's just a cartoon. I don't know where the riff happened. something happened somewhere where the kids of today don't understand that you can't do that in real life.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's National Military Brats Day today. Thought that was a good one. Love our military families. You know, military brats are a lot like radio people, especially me. I've lived in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 cities. since I was 20.
Yeah.
It's a military brat family does the same sometimes.
Yep.
It's National Hairstylist Appreciation Day, Loren.
Yeah?
You going today?
Mm-mm.
I need to. Look at my hair. It is way long. I need to go see her.
I wouldn't say it's way long.
Well, it's longer than what it usually is. Yeah.
I kind of like it. And it's national, it's the worst cookie, National Oatmeal Cookie Day.
Oh, whoa. Oatmeal raisins, the best cookie.
I don't know. National Oatmeal Cookie.
I don't know about oatmeal cookies. But oatmeal raisins, pretty dope. By the way, you know what move Sterling wants me to do with my hair? Shaved on the sides, kind of like Nicole, but then the hair is like kind of flipped over.
Do it.
Like high toppy?
Go really short on the sides.
Like long hair. That kind of like falls down on my face.
I think you should let Sterling style your next haircut. Like, I think that's a good idea.
That scares me.
I know, but you have, you know what? You got to trust.
We have a clipper in here. Why don't we just do it?
No. That's funny. That's
come on.
Cute. No,
let's do it. The last one ended up not so great.
All right, you guys, don't go anywhere. We got a brand new phone slam for you to play this morning, too. We're going to do that at 6:50. Loren plays a joke on a mom about a prom. It's hilarious. We'll have that and so much more. Don't go anywhere.
Manny Roy and this is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny Roy and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Our poor intern, Leary. And I say poor intern because we don't pay her, so she's literally poor. I printed something like 5 minutes ago, and yeah. I said, Leary, will you run to the printer and grab that for us and bring it in and give each one of us a copy? And she just came in. She goes, did you print it yet? I said, yeah. She goes, oh, it didn't print. I've been waiting by the printer. Oh, poor Leary.
I know.
Hey, Nicole, are we still looking for summer interns? Are we still looking for summer interns?
Video.
So what is that, Roy? What does that entail?
It's the video interns. They run the TV show part of our show.
Cool. So if you go to school and you can get college credit for the summer semester, we are looking for a video intern to come in and like direct our Facebook Live.
Yep.
And it's really cool, hands-on experience.
Yep. It really is. You get up close and personal. You have to film us, which is a pretty scary.
Yep.
You know. Like, because we're ugly and we break cameras.
Well, that's true. But, I mean, the actual switching part, you go out into the real world, and then when you go for an interview and they say, hey, do you have any experience doing, like, live directing?
Right.
You got tons of hours.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, so, like, right now, our intern Austin's switching the cameras, which is exactly what someone did for American Idol last night. You could rise to the level of American Idol.
There you go.
They live switch.
I can't see because I got a referee in front of me. Joaquin's wearing his referee jersey today, our producer. Is that a...
What? It's like a zebra.
What's on your pocket?
What is it?
This is actually the Wounded Warrior Foundation.
Oh, it's a zebra.
Yeah, but it is for reffing. Every year, one of the guys around here that runs the local tournaments, he sets up a thing where we have a couple games and our fees actually go towards the Wounded Warrior Fund.
Oh, that's so cool. That's so cool.
That's a pretty cool looking referee shirt because you know, like referee shirts are the straight lines.
Well,
that's kind of
they call refs zebras.
Oh, do they?
That's why it's a zebra.
You also heckle them by saying go back to Foot Locker.
Oh yeah. Well, you but know. Most of the time the black and white lines are straight. His is like a cool design, which is nice. I like it.
I could see you wearing something like that, Roy, going animal, wearing a zebra.
You know, I attempted to wear animal shirts for a minute. And
it was your thing. It was awesome.
For a minute. Yeah. And then I kind of steered away from it out of strong suggestions of my boyfriend.
I knew it. Yeah. I knew Sterling was behind it.
Putting a stop there.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Let me guess. The words "you're not five" came out.
Yeah.
You're not 5 years old anymore.
Something like that.
Okay.
So there's a couple new Kanye songs, Manny.
Ooh,
so
are we going to get first listens here?
Yeah. And one is so it's the end of the song that's really bizarre, and we'll get to it in a moment. But Amy Schumer was hospitalized for a kidney infection, and she took to Instagram to reveal that she had been in the hospital for 5 days. She apologized for missing the London premiere of I Feel Pretty, but she is on the mend.
Good.
Okay, so are we ready to get to this Kanye?
Yeah, man, I got it.
Oh, I feel like you guys are going to be so distracted. So what are they labeled so I can tell you which one to play first?
This is Lift Yourself.
Okay, play the other one first.
Okay.
I don't think there's another
one
in
okay,
there.
Then just Lift Yourself is fine. Now, this is the rap at the end of Lift Yourself.
All right, here we go. You ready?
Brace yourself.
Lift yourself up on
your feet. Whoopity scoop. Scoop-dee-dee-whoop. Whoop-dee-scoop-dee-poop. Poop-dee-scoop-dee-scoop-dee-whoop.
Oh, yeah. He's out there. That is amazing. That's like a rap that my five-year-old would do.
What in the world was
You're
that?
Right. That is kind of like a kid's rap.
Yeah. Like this part right here, this is like that... the three-second rule that I told you about, the girl out of, I forget her name, out of Dallas, remember, with Elmo sings?
I like it, kinda.
I kind of, you know, it is catchy, but when I heard it, I was like, what?
Yeah, he lost me when he said poop.
Poop-titty, scoop-titty, poop-titty, poop.
Like, what in the world?
Did you hear he's going to put his mom's surgeon on the cover of the album?
His mom.
No way.
Yeah, because she died while under plastic, while under anesthetic for plastic surgery. So he was going to put him. That was the rumor I read this weekend, that he was going to put the doctor on the cover of the album.
I wonder why you would do that. Like, is that his way of getting back at him?
Dude, he's a weird cat. I don't know.
Huh.
I don't know either.
Dennis Rodman thinks Kanye's weird. That's how weird he is. Even that's too weird for him.
All right.
I wear a nose ring and color my hair, but damn.
And we told you last week that Katy Perry pretty much confirmed her relationship with Orlando Bloom was back on, and they spent some time together in Rome to meet Pope Francis at the Vatican.
Really?
Yes. Now they're working on something, Unite to Cure, which is a meeting to find a cure for cancer. So they're working on that.
Did the Pope not know there was a whole Katy Perry Catholic thing going on with the castle in California?
Yeah. Well, that's over
you
now.
You think they talked? Well, yeah. The
You would think the Pope would be on the other side.
Right.
Like, I wouldn't think the Pope would want to meet Katy
Shouldn't
Perry.
Shouldn't we meet at your castle, Katie?
I think they probably want the star power behind it.
You know, the castle that I own, technically.
Yeah. The convent, I think they called it.
Yes.
Yeah. Orlando Bloom, who is famously known for his birthday suit while paddleboarding, actually wore a black suit this time.
Good. Yes. Good for him putting clothes on.
I think that's appropriate when you meet the Pope.
I saw a particular picture, Orlando.
Very nice.
Yes, Pope. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Coming up in the 7:30 Dirty, Kim Kardashian revealed something bizarre on Ellen, which we'll get to.
Good. We're off and running this morning with good Pope jokes. Okay. Lorraine, we'll do that at 7:30. Coming up in 30 minutes from now, we've got your Charlie Puth tickets. We'll do that. We've also got a brand new phone slam that we're going to get to. And we're going to tell you a lot of cool stories that happened over the weekend, including an Uber driver winning $140,000 thanks to a lottery ticket. We'll get into that. And, that's it. That's really all we got. I guess we don't have that much.
No, we really don't.
Man.
Hey, want to get dirtier? For more celeb sleaze, click the dirty at kiss95.1.
Love you so much. I listen every single morning. Hi, guys.
Hey.
Oh, my God. I love you guys. I hear you every morning. You guys make my day. Oh, my God.
Hi.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Lorette. Kiss 95.1.
And that was Charlie Puth. We got Charlie Puth tickets coming to you in just about, 15 minutes or so. Along with a brand new phone slam from Lorette.
And we're doing it all week. We're giving away concert tickets all week on the show in honor of National Concert Week, thanks to Live Nation.
Yeah, I was just telling Roy and Lorette, you know, this weekend was my son's birthday party. Dean turned 5. He had a reptile party. And Amanda and I and Dean opened up gifts yesterday, and I was in charge of keeping the list so that we could write thank you notes.
Sure.
So there was 10 families came. One family came with just the dad, and he normally doesn't do anything. Like, it's always the wife. So it was very odd when the dad showed up. She's like, he said that his wife wasn't feeling well, and he showed up with his two kids. And we can't find their gift. So either he forgot to bring it or he brought it and we have misplaced it. We're not sure. But, you know, it's that weird slippery slope. It's like, do we text the wife and say, hey?
No, you don't say anything.
Oh, you don't say a word.
You don't say, like, hey, did you give us a gift? What you do is you say, you know, hey, you know, did he put it in a bag? Can you tell us what bag you brought?
No, you don't say anything because that's very assumptive. Because if for some reason they didn't get a gift and they just came to the party.
Is that a thing, though?
I don't
know. Yes, well, it can be. You don't know the financial
situation. I wouldn't be.
Wait a minute.
Well, they lived in gated community.
Wait, hold on. Time out. No, these people don't live in my neighborhood. They live, you know where they live? They live where Panther players live.
Oh.
But the point is that if you go to a birthday party, you bring a gift.
Okay, but still, you don't know what happened in their day. Like, maybe they didn't have time to do it.
So and wouldn't you pull me aside?
No. Maybe they just don't want to say anything.
So they should get a generic thank you card.
Sure.
Well, just thank you for coming.
Yeah.
That's not generic.
Well, no, because, like, we wrote...
It's not, I mean...
Dean's like, hey, thanks for the Frisbee, and thanks for the bubble gun that you got me. That,
sure.
That's what we're writing in the cards.
Right, but, I mean, it's not... You've got to teach Dean, too, that it's not about the gifts. You know what I mean?
And
so,
not every birthday forever will he get gifts.
No. So you guys aren't understanding. You're coming at it from an entirely different position.
I know, but what
everybody
I'm telling
that
you
comes,
from a social perspective, you should not reach out to those people and say, hey... what color bag was your gift in? Because we don't see it here. Because that, if they did not bring it, now you're going to make them feel bad. Even if it was an accident. Let them figure it out on their own. If it got stuck in a closet somewhere, then they'll give it to you in 2 weeks or whenever they see you next.
But they should still get the thank you card.
Okay. Yes.
I don't want you to think
generic.
For a minute. We're sitting there going, well, they didn't give us a gift. Where the heck's the gift? My point is that she probably is freaked out that the husband screwed up. The husband is known in
but
the circles.
You can't throw him under the bus either.
Yeah.
I say you write a note saying, thank you for teaching my son a valuable lesson that birthdays aren't about gifts and that not everyone brings one.
Yeah.
What's next? Are we judging the gifts?
I mean, that's what I was.
From 1 to 10.
He cried for 5 hours because you guys didn't bring his favorite toy.
You guys are making it sound like I'm raising Simon Cowell. No, that's not true.
No, that's not true.
Everybody was great. I told Amanda, I go, oh, shoot, I should text him.
You know
and
what?
Be like, dude, dad thing. Because we did look everywhere, you know. And
I
it's fine. It's fine that he didn't. If they didn't bring a didn't give a gift, that's fine. But it's very unusual because we all go to each other's birthday parties and that's never been.
Yeah, I just think if the gift got left somewhere, you'll get it eventually. But
right.
I just wouldn't draw attention to it. I think that's tacky.
Yeah, like maybe the next time you see the wife, she goes, oh, my God, I cannot believe what my husband
That's what's going to happen.
Right. And then, fine.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen. So should we just take a stab at it in a thank you card? Be like, hey, thanks for the racetrack.
Yeah, leave it blank. Actually, draw a line and a period. Let them fill it in later.
And send it back. Please return. So anyway, my weekend was great. Roy, you said your weekend wasn't. Lorraine, what did you do?
Well, I hosted the South Carolina Strawberry Festival pageant, and we had a Steve Harvey moment.
Oh, no. That's me all the time.
No, it really was. Like, and we had just made... a joke that we were, everything was going so smoothly. We were getting to crowning. We're ready to do this. We crown the team. Then we get to the Miss. And I open the envelope for the first runner up. And it says a number and then a name. Well, I call the number and the name. And they're like, oh, she's not that number. So now I'm standing up there and I'm like, well, great.
Well, wasn't your fault, though.
No, it wasn't my fault.
Yeah.
But I'm like, so is the first runner-up contestant number 20, or is it this person? So it was a whole thing. We had to wait and like.
Is there any awesome. Video or audio of this?
I'm sure that there is.
Oh, great.
I remember the first year we did the CHS talent show. Lorraine and I hosted it by ourselves, and this was in a small room at the hospital. We just did it recently. It was at the Fillmore. It was a big event.
It's grown.
Had a whole production crew. This time it was just like me, Lorraine, and like a guy with a laptop. And for whatever reason, there was audio vision. There's some
issues,
audio issues.
Yeah.
And so I'm over there trying to troubleshoot him, and Lorraine, the trooper she is in the crowd just interviewing random people. She's like, huh, so what are you? What's going on with you?
Telling stories, like just random things. Well, that's what happened at the end of this pageant. So, you know, we've told all our stories because we're spacing them out
what
for
pageant?
Timing issues.
You name someone Miss Strawberry?
Miss Strawberry Festival,
cool.
South Carolina Strawberry
nice.
Festival. It's cool.
Are they teens?
They do teen, miss, and Ms.
Whoa.
And the teen and the miss actually go on to compete in Miss South Carolina USA, which is really cool. So it's like a preliminary to the state pageant.
Oh, that's really cool.
Side note, Ashley Strohlein, who used to work here and is now a sports reporter on WBTV. We're very mm-hmm. proud of her. Another graduate of the MRL show that went on to make something out of herself.
Mm-hmm.
She calls Mrs. Mizriz. And she said it's a Virginia thing.
I'm from Virginia. It's not a Virginia thing.
Yeah. She's like, it was Mizriz somebody.
That's like somebody was telling me about dipping your pickles in Kool-Aid. It's a Southern thing. Do you know anything about that? And I'm like, I'm from the South. Like, I'm from, like, there's, like, mountains in my backyard. Like, I don't remember anyone, like, putting their pickles in Kool-Aid.
Sweet and salty, maybe.
We should talk about this later, because my mother-in-law told me that her dad used to call the trunk the turtle hatch.
What?
Yes, in Texas.
Still to come.
It would have been awesome if you were at the pad. You're like, congratulations to Ms. Rez Strawberry Festival.
Yes, Rez.
Anyway, coming up, Loren back in the spotlight in a brand new phone slam. A high schooler wants us to play a prank on his mom in regards to the prom. Lots of proms were this weekend and the weekend before, so we're in prom season. So Loren, of course, calls from an escort service. We have the hilarious phone slam coming up in just about 8 minutes.
Now it's your 10 miles from exit 33 Mooresville all the way down to the widening. And 77 northbound from the state line all the way up to Tivola. Traffic sponsored by Walgreens. It's almost time for summer, which means it's time to go to Walgreens. For trusted summer essentials you need at great value. And get ready for summer care no matter where. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901.
All right, thank you, Yankee Pete. Don't miss the Kids Fest Saturday, May 19th from 10 to 4 at Cane Creek Park in Waxhaw. Live music, games, dance teams, and lots of fun. It's all free from Kids 95.1.
All right, brand new phone slam coming up in 3 minutes.
Manny Roy. This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Okay, in 60 seconds, we're going to get a brand new phone slam thanks to Loren. But Roy, we have Charlie Puth tickets to give away coming up here in just about 5 minutes.
Yes, so don't go anywhere for that. We're celebrating National Concert Week by giving away a pair of concert tickets every day on the show.
Alex wanted us to play a phone slam on his mom. And if you guys want us to do a phone slam, a prank phone call on someone, all you got to do is hit us up on our socials at the MRL Show. Loren, you go all in on this one.
I do. I call from an escort service.
Here we go.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show phone slam. I'm gonna reach my
telephone. Hello.
Hi, I'm looking for Dee, please.
This is her.
Hi, Dee. My name is Fancy. I'm calling from datesformore.com. I'm calling in regards to your son's request to have my presence at his senior prom.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I think you have the wrong number. Alex, my son would never use a service like that. Yeah, you must have the wrong number.
Alex is the name I have here. Alex Vince, correct? That's your son.
That is correct. I'm sorry. Who is this?
My name is Fancy. He's already Fancy? Put down Fancy. A deposit
sorry,
for my
Fancy?
Services. Yes, Fancy.
He put down a deposit?
He did. He put down a deposit for a prom date. And because he's a minor, I just have to call in and confirm with you what he's put on the order.
There's no way. Is this an escort service? I'm very confused.
No,
right
now. This is a strictly business. I'm just there as his date. But it is an $1,100 service.
My,
whoa. And
oh
he put he put here on the application that he would be allowed to consume alcoholic beverages on this night. Is
oh,
that
Jesus? No. Not at all. He's a minor. I'm very confused. He hired you to be his prom date?
Yes. And I mean, this isn't the only service that we do. It is a little out of the norm. Businessmen typically hire us, but we
oh my
are
God.
Open to.
I'm sorry. How old are you?
25.
Okay. I don't think, there, I'm sorry. You really must have a wrong number. There's no way that my son,
You know, Dee, I apologize. It sounds like he hasn't looped you in on this, so I'll just tell you a little bit about what we do.
And yes, please.
We are just simply there as a date for the evening. How would you like me to dress for the evening? I can do classy, semi-classy, trashy.
Oh, my God. Trashy? No. I mean, I'd like you to not. Look, I'm so sorry. He cannot. He's a kid. I mean, he cannot use your services. So I don't know.
Well, he put your number here that you would pay for the other half. He's already put half of the $1,100 down as a deposit, which
he
is non-refundable.
He did what? He put half of it down? He doesn't even have that kind of money. I don't understand.
Well, I think that's why he put you down to pay the other half as well. You know, I think he would be really disappointed if he didn't have a date, and to be honest with you, I myself have never been to prom.
That money needs to be refunded. He is a minor. He doesn't have permission to use this service.
I feel like you're going to take our dream away. I'm sure he just wants a date. I've never been to prom. It's a kind of on my bucket list of things to do.
This is my child, and he's in deep right now, and I'm so livid that I even have to deal with this right now.
We also have, hi, this is the manager. We also have the two-girl date option, which I think goes up to about $2,100, which I think, to be honest with you, Alex, would be the talk of the prom with two beautiful women age 25. And we can also do someone a little older, you know, mid-30s or something like that. I think that's what we're talking about here.
Oh, my God. I don't even know. I'm sorry. You're the manager? What's your name?
My name is Maney. That is Loren, and over there, trying not to laugh, is Roy. We are the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, and you got phone slammed.
Alex.
Oh, my God.
Yes, Alex put us up to it.
None of this is actually happening. This is all fake.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I thought a heart attack. Oh, my God.
Alex is still going with his date, I believe.
Oh, thank God. Oh, thank God.
Phone slams, because we all need a good laugh at our friend's expense. Kiss 95.1.
Great job, Loren. We'll take caller number 9 right now for a pair of tickets to go see Charlie Puth and Haley Steinfeld at the PNC Pavilion on July 27th, 704-570-9595. Caller 9, you get the tickets from Kiss. The MRL show, Kiss 95.1. Kevin sent us a message. He said he clicked with his date on all levels, but this weekend he kissed her and it wasn't great. So he wants to know if that's a deal breaker. We'll get into that after Macklemore on the MRL show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
So it's National Concert Week, and thanks to our friends at LiveNation.com, we're hooking you up with a pair of tickets every day. On the line today, Charlie Puth, special guest Haley Steinfeld, PNC Music Pavilion, July 27th.
Cool. Let's go find ourselves a caller number 9.
Hello, who's this?
Hello. Victoria.
Hi, Victoria. Where are you calling us from?
I'm Rock Hill.
Victoria from Rock Hill, you are caller number 9. You are going to be seeing Charlie Puth live in concert.
Oh, man, this is awesome.
We love Charlie Puth. He's a good fan of the MRL show. We are excited for the show, which also features Haley Steinfeld, by the way, on July 27th, and you're going for free.
Thank you guys so much. I've never won anything. Mm-hmm. So cool.
We're glad that we could be the radio station that hooks you up. And remember, MRL loves you. So don't you cheat on
and
us.
And we love Charlie, so it's a weird thing.
Even though Roy got Charlie sick last time he was here, it was a whole thing.
Dude, Charlie was already sick. I think he got me sick. I think I got the Puth flu.
Yeah.
All right. But make sure you visit LiveNation.com for a full list of shows and get $20 tickets to select shows, including Charlie Puth, now through May 8th.
And we'll have tickets all week long, Victoria. People can win just like you. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you guys so much.
Okay.
Thank you.
Wow, that's cool. Yeah, more tickets tomorrow, too, by the way.
Yes. And we still got cash coming up here at 8 a.m. But let's see here on the phone lines. We have Kevin. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Yeah, it's great to be on here. I love you guys.
Okay, so you had a first date this weekend. What happened? Okay, so you went on a date this weekend. What happened?
Yeah, I did. Met a girl on Tinder because, you know, it's 2018. And we went out. Had a really great time, and then at the end of the date, though, you know, going for a kiss, which is good, but the problem was the kiss was awful, like terrible. It's like the worst kiss I've ever had. Yeah, and I think the problem is like the whole rest of the date was fantastic, and she's great. Like, she likes all this stuff I'm into, like sports, going out, doing all that kind of stuff. But, like, I don't know. I'm afraid that, like, this is a deal breaker. Like, I don't know.
Are you her first boyfriend, maybe? Like, I mean, how?
I don't think so. I just think, like, she's just awful at this.
Full makeout?
Well, I tried. She has a beautiful face and a beautiful smile and, like, great lips, but it's like when I went to kiss her, her lips went away.
Yeah, and then, like, you turned your head one way, she turned hers the other. Like, there was no chemistry with the kiss.
Yeah, it was arguably the worst thing ever. And I don't even know that she thought it was.
Loren, quick thought here right off the top of your head. Mm-hmm. Is it a deal breaker if you click on every other level but the kiss is bad?
I feel like lips disappearing, no. Slobbery, yes.
Okay.
Maybe it's just the first date nervousness thing.
Yeah, maybe,
you know?
She was nervous.
Maybe she's, yeah, kiss her again.
Kevin, did she acknowledge it? Did you say anything?
No, she just like acted like everything was normal and fine, and I was like embarrassed, but she didn't seem to think that was like a weird thing at all.
Maybe she doesn't know she's a bad kisser. Can you help her?
How do you help somebody with that? Like without like making
practice.
Them hate you.
Practice makes perfect.
But how do you teach somebody? Okay, now stick your tongue out.
No, you go to the store, you get a guy mannequin,
no.
And you give it to her, and you tell her.
But is that really a deal breaker in a relationship?
Yeah, can't you just like pop kiss her?
Yeah.
I mean, no, I like kissing. That's like a big part of a relationship.
Okay, I've shared this story before, Kev, and I'll tell you this. I had a friend named Jody who I grew up, who I went to college with, and we clicked on every level. I loved her to death, and she goes, you know, we have to kiss just to see what it's like. And so I kissed her. And we both looked at each other and we were like, oh, that was not, there was nothing there. Like, we're going to remain friends. But we had to do it. Is it possible, Loren, Kevin, and Roy, that they are now going to remain in the friend zone?
Sure, yeah, if he puts her there. But
I didn't go on Tinder to make friends.
Also
all
fair.
Right, okay. All right, well, you keep listening, dude. We got people on the phone that want to weigh in. If a bad kiss is a deal breaker, if you click on every other level, because you liked everything else about her, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, dude, keep listening. We'll let you know, okay?
All right.
All right, stay with us on an update. We'll get Kevin back on again and find out if he goes back out with her or not. But what do you guys think? If you click on every level with someone, but they're a bad kisser, does that automatically put that person in the friend zone? Like, does Kevin need to start making that decision now?
I think you can. I think people are teachable.
Yep. You can teach a kiss.
But you can't always click. So you guys are saying that
if they clicked, that he can teach her, you know, whatever. But here, the other side of that is like, maybe he's the bad kisser.
It's true.
I was thinking like, maybe it's a good thing she's not such a great kisser. I mean, you don't want someone too experienced. You know what I mean? You're like, how many people have you kissed before me?
She's the best kisser ever. Wait a second.
Right? Like, I don't know if I really want to be good at that. I need some teaching.
You know how you got to be that way? I kissed 87 people.
Yeah.
All right. Jump on the phones with us. 704-570-9595. Help out MRL Show family member Kevin. Is it a deal breaker if the kiss isn't great?
Now it's your turn.
Chins, arts and crafts, local food, drinks, and live music. The Strawberry Festival is a free event for family fun. Visit SouthCarolinaStrawberryFestival.com for a full schedule of events.
Kiss traffic.
A lot of traffic volume and delays to start Monday. 77 northbound at Remount. An accident there with lane closures. The rest of 77, 85, 45, 16, and Independence very slow with typical volume and delays. An accident at Wilkinson Boulevard at Josh Birmingham, slowing things near the airport. And still working North Graham at Cottonwood, Tom Hunter at Reagan. Traffic sponsored by Dell. During Small Business Month, Dell is offering up to 40% off select PCs with 8th-gen Intel Core processors. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with a small business technology advisor today.
Thanks, Yankee Pete. Love hearing his voice on the MRL Morning Show. So you just heard from Kevin. Roy, Kevin said that he went on a date and she was a bad kisser, right?
Right. And to him, it was like a deal breaker. He was almost ready to call the relationship off. I mean, is it really a deal breaker? Let's bring in Sarah from Concord. You're on the MRL Morning Show.
Hi. Yes. I was actually in a similar situation twice. I met people on Tinder, and we clicked great, went out, and it didn't work. And for one of them, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to try a couple more dates and just see if it changes. It didn't change. We clicked, but the kiss makes a difference. It really does.
So you don't think there's a chance? You think that the writing's on the wall pretty much for Kevin?
Yeah.
And you couldn't teach a better kisser?
No.
Did you try? Or were you just like, it's not getting any better?
I tried. I was like, I really tried with one of them. I was like, this is it. Sorry. I think it just prolonged it and made it worse because I went out with him like 4 times. And I led them on when I wasn't trying to. So I think he's just like,
be honest and be like, if I just didn't feel anything.
Okay. Thank you, Sarah. Sarah,
did she say she dated multiple bad kissers?
Yes.
Oh, did she? Okay, the phone got broken.
And I thought maybe she could just say, hey, play follow the leader. Watch me. Yeah. You know, follow what I do.
Sure.
Steven at Spartanburg, welcome to the MRL Morning Show. Steven. Spartanburg.
Not there.
Okay.
He is there.
There he is.
Hey, buddy, can you hear us okay? Oh, your phone's breaking up. Oh, boy.
Maybe there's something wrong with our phones.
Yeah, look at, I don't know.
I can't hang up on him now.
We seem like the common denominator here.
You know what?
Here.
I bet our phones crashed.
Oh, really?
Mm. Yeah, because that pop-up on our screen, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
Welcome to our new permanent guest.
I can't hang up on him.
How's it going, bud?
Oh, we can't hear you.
Well, I don't want to come in on this show.
Go ahead, dude. We can't hang up on you, so the floor is yours. You're like the fourth voice.
If you hit the dump button, will it stop the call?
No. That doesn't automatically hit that.
No, hold on. No. Huh. Are you still there, Steven?
Hey, Steven, can you do us a favor and hang up?
There he is.
Nope.
Because our phones are locked on you, brother. There we go. He hung up.
All right. Get engineer Brad on the phone.
Our phones just crashed.
Oh, man. All right. Well, here you go. Kevin's listening, I know. So Sadie says that she met her boyfriend and loved everything else. Now he's the best kisser ever. So she says stick it out. And then Anonymous in Indian Trail says she taught her boyfriend how to kiss.
Hey, can I try something? What if I do that? Oh, that doesn't even.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah, it's all broken. Our phones are down. I'm so sorry, y'all.
Good times.
You know, we'll try to
make for a fun Can't Beat Lorenz segment.
Oh yeah, we got that coming up too.
All right, we're gonna work out all the kinks here. It's a Monday show, and you know how you work out the kinks on the MRL show?
Just bang on things. Yeah.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette, sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Well, it's a very Kardashian, Kanye, Jenner day in celebrity gossip.
Ooh, hit
what else is new?
Yeah. But before we get to that, I did want to say over the weekend, Lea Michele got engaged. And it is a 4-carat stunner, so we'll retweet a picture of it. Which she shared on social media over the weekend. Now, speaking of over the weekend, Kanye West, he dropped 2 new tracks. One is people are loving it, and then the other one people are loving too, but they're describing it as a Dr. Seuss meets hip-hop from a sunken place. It's called Lift Yourself, and if you've got little ones in the car, you might want to turn it down. Otherwise, they might be saying a word the rest
Poopy.
Of the day. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Poopy dee scoop, scoop dee dee whoop, whoop dee scoop dee poop, poop dee scoop dee, scoop dee whoop.
All right, so wait, producer Nicole, come back in here because you studied this song after we aired it, and what? It's a diss track. Is that true?
No,
also?
I have not figured it out. I swore there had to be underlining meaning, so I've googled like 10 different things with that word, but apparently someone like. Did the same song and tried to diss J. Cole on it.
Ah.
Lil Pump. And then Yeezy retweeted it saying, love J. Cole, but love the direction Lil Pump took this. And then it's literally just that.
Gotcha. Okay.
Nicole is like, when she doesn't understand something, she's like, there's got to be a conspiracy behind it. So I will figure this
she
out.
She goes to work.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Nicole.
He also came out with another track called Ye Versus the People. So, we've got that for you, too.
You just reading the headlines. You don't see the fine print. You on some choosing side-ish. I'm on some unified-ish.
It's bigger than your selfish agenda. If your election ain't gonna stop police from murdering you,
bruh, I never ever stop fighting for the people. Actually wearing the hat to show people that we equal.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Kanye, first listens right here from the MRL show.
Yeah. Kanye West and John Legend back in the same room this weekend after their little Twitter fallout, by the way. Mm. Kim Kardashian through Chrissy Teigen a shower, a full-on shower, not a sprinkle, even though this is her second baby.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Hey, so since our phone, thank you, Lorraine, since our phones are down and we have an engineer that's going to try and come in and fix them, we can't play our typical Can't Beat Lorraine, but what we should do is go try and grab Miss Jessica, the girl next door, and have her come in and play against you.
Okay.
You know, she does the report over there on Power.
Yeah.
We'll see how you guys do against each other. All right?
Sure. Yep. We'll do that. Coming up here in about 5 minutes.
Hey, want to get...
Matthews near Providence High School, an accident there. Traffic sponsored by Duke Energy. Duke Energy is building the smarter energy future that everyone in the Carolinas deserves with energy that is affordable, reliable, and cleaner. Learn more at duke-energy.com/future.
Well, our phones are back up, but I also told Miss Jessica from the Morning Madhouse to come in and play against you, so maybe we'll play someone on the phone right now.
Okay.
And then you can play Miss Jessica on Facebook Live.
Sure.
Okay.
That's fine.
All right. 704-570-9595. Call in and take Lorraine down with Can't Beat Lorraine.
Amy, Roy, and Lorraine.
Wake up.
Now it's time for Can't Beat Lorraine. Sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts on Kiss 95.1.
Taylor, welcome to the Amy, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. You are playing Can't Beat Lorraine. Our phones are back up and we are ready to roll.
I'm ready.
Throw her out of the studio so that we can play, Taylor.
All right, Lorraine, get out.
I'm going.
Lorraine is leaving the studio.
And by the way, by us saying the phones are back up, they're running at about 90%, maybe 80%. It's an entirely different system than it was a little while ago.
That's okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't want to lose her.
Lorraine has left the studio.
All right, Taylor, question number one. Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom were seen getting cozy in Rome. Katy is a judge on what singing competition show?
American Idol.
Prince William and Kate were given a sweet tribute by Kensington Palace on their 7th wedding anniversary. They recently just welcomed a baby boy. His name was?
Louis.
On this day in 2004, the iconic movie Mean Girls was released. What is the name of the main character that played Katie in the movie?
Lindsay Lohan.
Question four. Kylie Jenner rented out 6 flags for Travis Scott's birthday. True or false, Travis Scott is Kylie's baby daddy?
True.
Question.
They have express passes. You didn't need the whole part to yourself. You know what
they
I mean?
They might have done it at night, though, you know, after it closed.
I guess so.
All right, Joe Jonas and other celebs were seen at the Stagecoach Festival. What group was he a part of with his two brothers?
The Jonas Brothers.
Ooh. Wow, good.
All right, come on in, Lorraine.
Lorraine, it's going to be a tough battle. Taylor got them all correct, which means I won't tell you if you got it right or wrong until the very end.
Okay. Good for you, Taylor.
All right. Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom were seen getting cozy in Rome. Katy's a judge on what singing show?
American Idol.
Prince William and Kate were given a sweet tribute by Kensington Palace on their 7th wedding anniversary. They recently welcomed a baby boy. What is his name?
Louis Arthur Charles.
On this day in 2004, the iconic movie Mean Girls was released. What is the name of the main character that played Katie?
Like, who plays Katie? Lindsay Lohan.
Question four. Kylie Jenner rented out 6 flags for Travis Scott's birthday. True or false, Travis is the baby daddy?
True.
And Joe Jonas and other celebs were seen at Stagecoach Festival. What group was he a part of with his two brothers?
The Jonas Brothers.
Woo-wee. Lorraine, I thought that was going to be a tough one. You ended up getting them all correct as well. It is a tie, and according to the attorneys, ties do stay with us.
Taylor, good job.
Thank you. I tried.
Well, you did a great job. But you know what I want to hear before we let you go?
I'm Taylor from Rock Hill, and I can't beat Lorraine, but I can tie her.
You sure can.
Great job, great Taylor. Day, all right, thanks. Now I'm going to try and hang up on her.
You get a hit.
Oh, I did it.
Yep.
Wow, it's a miracle.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Show.
Okay, so we got to get to War of the Roses. Mackenzie thinks that maybe JC was cheating on her while she was out of town. No matter what JC says, and this is one of those wars where you have to listen, and maybe 50% of the people say he was cheating, 50% of the people say he wasn't. Either way, Mackenzie does not buy it. So decide for yourself coming up in a brand new War of the Roses.
We'll also have $1,000 with the KISS cash code, so make sure you don't go anywhere for that. That comes your way starting in 10 minutes.
Underwear, Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Hey, join KISS 95.1 on Saturday, May 12th from 2 to 7 for the Ballantine Wine Fest at the Ballantine Village. Your chance to savor and taste wines from local, regional, and national vineyards. You can go over to ballantinewinefest.eventbrite.com to get your tickets to that awesome event this weekend.
We got War of the Roses and your chance to win $1,000 with the KISS cash code. It all starts, though, coming up in 3 minutes.
We're about to bust a cheater. Bum, bum, bum.
One, your chance to win $1,000 KISS cash code is coming up less than 10 minutes.
Tamani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Mackenzie, you think JC is cheating on you for what reason?
Well, one of my good friends, I've been friends with her for a while. She told me that he had been seeing this girl while I was on a work trip. She told me that he had been with her for like the whole weekend.
Where did she get this information from?
She had seen them together. And then the girl, Kelsey, they have mutual friends.
Now, did you ever confront JC about this?
No, it's been pretty recent that I went on this work trip. It was about like a few weeks ago or 2 weeks ago. And I still have been like wanting to give him an opportunity to like kind of come forward about it.
We get it. Right. A lot of people come to us for the straight answer. Let me ask you one other thing. This friend that you think he's hooking up with potentially, what's she like? I mean, would you put it past her?
She and I have been friends in high school, and she kind of changed after we graduated. And so I met up with her recently and like, you know, had lunch with her, and I wouldn't put it past her to do something like this. I don't.
Okay.
I could see her doing it.
All right. Let's call JC up.
Okay. I'm down up his cell phone.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for JC, please.
This is him.
Hi, JC. My name is Patricia. I'm calling from Flowers for You with some great news. I have your name and number here as the winner of our social media tag contest, and I have $100 in beautiful red roses for you to send to someone you love.
Oh, that's cool.
So, JC, I just need the name of the person that you'd like to send these beautiful romantic flowers to first.
So, Mackenzie is her name.
Okay. I also have a card to go with these flowers. What would you like to put on Mackenzie's card?
If you can make it out, I love you. Glad you're back from the work trip. Can't wait for us to spend a bunch more time together.
Okay. That's very sweet.
I don't believe you. I don't think that you... I'm on the phone.
This is KISS 95.1. It's the Mani, Roy, and Loren Show, War of the Roses.
Okay.
So Mackenzie thinks you're cheating on her with someone named Kelsey.
What?
Yeah, when Mackenzie went out on the trip, you spent all weekend with Kelsey.
That's not true. 100% that's not true.
I heard from Shannon that you were spending the entire weekend with her.
So why would Shannon lie?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Do you know who this girl is?
I mean, I guess I've kind of known her just through Mackenzie, though.
And you haven't seen her at all in the last few weeks?
No.
Why would Shannon make something up about Kelsey, then?
I don't know. I think Shannon kind of doesn't like me. I don't, like, and also, like, all your friends like drama, Mackenzie.
What?
Drama.
Well, I'm sorry, but it's pretty dramatic if you try and check up with one of your friends' boyfriends. So
I agree with you 100%.
I'm not causing drama here. You kind of are, and Kelsey is.
I've done nothing wrong.
Well, Mackenzie did send you the flowers.
That's
true,
but like he probably didn't want it to be obvious that he was spending the weekend with Kelsey.
So you think the flowers were a cover?
I'm thinking like that.
Right.
Why wouldn't I be sneaky? It's like free flowers. I could send them to anybody.
But the whole thing with War of the Roses is that typically our whole thing is if you send the flowers to the one you love, it's a good sign they love you. If they send them to someone else, that's a good sign they're cheating. Mackenzie, are you cheating?
I am definitely not.
Because why do you think he's? I don't understand why you're jumping down his throat if he's cheating.
It's because she believes Shannon over him.
Well,
that's what this is coming down to.
Maybe
that's a
problem. He's cheating with Shannon.
Oh my God! Are you cheating with Shannon? Yeah. Hey, you guys have it all wrong. It's not Kelsey. It's Shannon.
Maybe she's the one.
Can you imagine if we've only asked about Kelsey?
It's
then like
true.
We hang up. He was like, "That was close." Thank God they didn't ask about Shannon. We're laughing at this because we don't think he's cheating, Mackenzie. I mean, he sent him to you. He's telling you. He sent you a sweet note. He doesn't know who we are, War of the Roses. You got a good guy here.
What else do you need, Mackenzie?
Well, here's the thing is that Shannon Shannon has been one of my best friends for a long time, and I've trusted her to be there for me and to tell me the truth, and she has never failed me.
Well, maybe she does have a crush. Maybe she's jealous of what you have with him.
Yeah. I mean, we got to wrap
Thank
up,
you.
Though. That's
Thank you.
That's this is crazy. I mean, War of the Roses didn't work for you. He's not cheating on you. You know what I mean? So,
as far as we could tell, and if you still don't believe him, hire a private investigator and do that, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Email us, mornings@kiss951.com.
Like, have you ever been in that position where you were told that someone was cheating on you, a significant other, but then you didn't know what to believe? 704-570-9595. Your call is in $1,000 in 3 minutes.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
We are wrapping up that War of the Roses, which, by the way, we also just aired out the Kiss Cash Code. You still have like 10 minutes to get that code word in to 40772. And we're not supposed to do this, but I'll tell you what it is anyway. Wings, just in case you missed it. Wings was the code word that you text to 40772.
Why do you say it weird?
Wings? How do you say it?
Wings.
Wings.
What are you hearing, Loren?
I hear the same thing I'm saying.
Wings.
What do you hear him saying?
Wings.
Wings.
What are you hearing?
Almost wigs.
Wigs? Wigs?
Yeah, that's what I'm kind of hearing.
I'm hearing wings. What?
Wings. All right, I don't maybe know. It's just a funny word.
Yeah. So you text that to 40772. If we select you to win $1,000, we'll call you back.
Me, Roy, and Loren, we do War of the Roses, where we bust cheaters, and Sue in Concord is on the phone, and she wants to talk about when you accuse someone of cheating, but you weren't quite sure. Hi, Sue.
Hey, how's it going?
We're okay. We're here on a Monday. You know, the weather looks great this week, so that's fun. What about you? How are you?
Great. So we were listening to it, and we noticed that her work trip was like a couple weeks ago, and we were siding with the guy until it clicked in our heads that his note specifically referenced her work trip that was only a weekend long and was 2 weeks ago. So why is it still at the forefront of his mind?
That's a little suspicious.
Yeah, it's very suspect. Something more is going on there. Why would you bring that up from 2 weeks ago when it was only, you know, 2 days that you were gone? Surely he's seen her since then and could say, glad you're back from your work trip.
So you think maybe it was backhanded?
Well, either he was lying and he actually knew what War of the Roses was and knew he was busted, or the whole thing was a setup. But there was just something suspect about him bringing up a work trip from 2 weeks ago
that
was only a weekend long.
No, so you're right, and we said this before we aired it, that 50% of the people are going to think he's cheating, 50% of the people are going to think he's not.
Yeah.
And, you know, Sue, you always try and side with a friend, someone who, by the way, Mackenzie said was very loyal to her and she really believes her friend. You know?
Yeah, but he seemed pretty honest.
I know.
Leaving him until we caught that little odd comment in his message to her.
Who are you in the car with breaking War of the Roses down?
This is the morning carpool to school, so that's my oldest son sitting here next to me.
Okay. Well,
the two of you should host our War of the Roses podcast where you guys can break them down, you know? Thanks, Sue. Thanks for listening to us in the morning.
Every morning that it's on. Yeah.
Every morning we get in the car, War of the Roses immediately.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
Have a great day at school.
It's a family event.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Bye, guys.
Have a good day, guys.
You too.
Pull that audio. I imagine we're going to replay that 40 times.
Mm-hmm. And a new
open. all right. Let's bring in Sarah from Gastonia. Sarah, you're on the MRL Morning Show.
Hi.
Good morning.
So what do you think about that War of the Roses?
I don't know. Yeah. I kind of would do some more back checking just to see, because he seems like most guys don't know what War of the Roses are.
That's right. True.
Mm-hmm. So you can, that usually gets them. So if he was cheating, she would probably have to go back and do some investigating of her own.
Now, you were dating a guy and everyone told you he was cheating, right?
Right.
Well,
And he would accuse me of it. And that's what really red flagged it for me, because I thought, you know, he was just really hot and everybody was trying to break us up, because that started from the beginning. But then he started accusing me of cheating,
okay,
which everybody knows I don't cheat. Well, I worked in cocktail at a restaurant and I closed all the time.
Right.
So I didn't get off till like 2 a.m.
Okay.
Well, he went to a NASCAR race, and he was going with supposedly his best friend, a guy, and he even called me and was begging me to get somebody to cover my shift and come up there. Well, the very next day, I get into work, and one of my friends comes up, and she's like, I don't know if you've seen this, but I'm going to show it to you, and this was back when it was MySpace.
Oh, yeah. It was like 10 years ago.
He pulls up the girl's MySpace, and there's a picture of her licking his face.
Whoa. What?
And now we're getting somewhere.
What? It gets better.
All right.
Turns out she bought his ticket for his birthday.
To the race?
Yeah.
Whoa.
The girl that licked his face.
Were they fans of the same driver, Sarah?
I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
Goes on in NASCAR races, man.
Like, a lot of face licking. The face like 500.
Oh, here comes Junior around turn number three.
So, Sarah, bottom line is, did you dump him for cheating or no?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you wanted to get to the bottom line? I wanted to poke at that a little bit more.
Did you get off my thing.
Okay.
Thanks for sharing, Sarah. Have a great day, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. Did she make it to the race? Did she ever lick his face? There's a lot of questions.
Really?
You know, we're on Facebook Live. Not many people know. We have like a TV show side of this where you can watch us on Facebook. Look up Kiss95.1 on Facebook. Kimi Oshi says that if you replay... I'm sorry, it was someone else. It was Amber said if you replay the War of the Roses, he kind of chuckles... when Loren is talking to him, so it's almost as if he knew about War of the Roses.
Amber, is that right? Did Roy read your comment right?
Oh, are you the Amber I just read?
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yes. Are you the same Amber who sent that message?
Yes, it is.
Well, hey, welcome to the show. Thanks for calling.
thanks. I noticed that right after Loren had said, who she was, it just seemed like he kind of chuckled a little bit.
Yeah.
We didn't know you felt that way.
Yeah.
Wow.
I let Roy read your whole comment. I knew you're on hold. I wanted Roy to read the whole comment that I was going to bring you in.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't pick it up. We didn't hear that.
Yeah, I mean, I did, but he seemed so convincing that, like, I erased that.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I recommend, Amber, everybody go back and listen to the War of the Roses again. Download the Kiss95.1 app, or if you have Alexa at home, Alexa will play War of the Roses. It's an actual program thing that she'll play the MRL show War of the Roses, so you can hear it there. Okay, Amber?
Okay, I'll re-listen to it.
All right. And stay off Facebook Live while you're driving.
Please.
What do you have us in the side seat?
Maybe somebody else is driving.
No, I'm driving, but you're coming through my phone. I was listening to you on the radio.
Okay.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah. Right. Listen, if you're in your car, listen on the radio. If you're at home, you can watch us on Facebook Live.
Yeah. There's rules.
There are rules, and you better follow them, Amber. We'll know.
Still to come.
So Kim Kardashian is joining Ellen, and she revealed something kind of bizarre that she had no idea happened with Kanye West. I'll tell you what it is coming up in the dirty in 10 minutes.
Plus, we've done it every hour so far. Can we play his new song again?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
It's that's even more bizarre than what she didn't know about him.
All right, 10 minutes, y'all.
The Manny Roy and the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Boy Scouts in Union County were selling barbecue.
They sell
barbecue.
Popcorn.
What do you mean? Like barbecue sauce or like pulled pork?
Well, you had three options. You could buy the family pack for $40. You could buy individual plates for $8. Or you can buy 2 pounds of it.
And they come to your house to sell this?
No. They were selling it in front of in front of my development.
Oh.
And you're... It was a huge sign. They had a huge sign that said barbecue for sale.
Really? In your neighborhood?
Yeah.
Must be a lot of people in your neighborhood.
There is. It's a huge neighborhood.
Okay, I was about to say.
Mm-hmm. I've seen, like, churches do the smoked barbecue.
It was St. Margaret's Church in Waxhaw, yes.
I have questions. Are they following the health code when they're out there doing that?
No, it was delicious. Thank God they didn't. You know, the dirtier the joint, the better the food.
That's true.
What's going on in Hollywood, Lorraine?
Okay, so Avengers Infinity War won the weekend at the box office, bringing in $630 million.
One weekend?
Yeah, it was Infinity War became the first movie to earn $250 million in the first 3 days of domestic release.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. Man.
Kim Kardashian said that she had no idea that Kanye West was back on Twitter. She thought that it was fake until Kanye said to her, like, hey, are you not seeing my tweets?
I didn't see you like them.
Yeah. You know, that's a thing. Like, some couples, like, have to like everything the other person does.
Yep.
Yeah.
I like everything Amanda does.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Intentionally? Like, would she be offended if you didn't?
I back her. No, she wouldn't be upset. I just back her.
Yeah.
You know?
See, Dallas
I try
is...
and back you.
Yeah.
The problem is, if I like Lorenz, like, she put something up about clothes, then all of a sudden I get, like, other clothes people, fashion bloggers want to follow me.
Yeah, but sometimes you, like, screenshot stuff and you, like, try to make fun of it. And I'm like, oh, he's being mean.
No, I'm not being mean.
Okay.
Like the middle finger in the mirror?
Yeah.
That was funny. I put the middle finger emoji in her mirror.
You know, Dallas is only on Facebook, and I can't give him any other form of social media because I'm afraid for him. Because sometimes he puts stuff on Facebook, and I'm like, you can't do that. Like, that's inappropriate.
Oh,
you have to take that down.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Because he's like, you didn't like my thing. And I'm like, yeah, because I don't like it.
Do you like my post on how that tree looked like male genitalia?
Yeah. I'm like, oh, my God.
Okay.
You're an adult. Okay, so speaking of Kanye West, he did release two new songs over the weekend, and one is pretty interesting. People are describing it as Dr. Seuss meets hip-hop from a sunken place. This is Lift Yourself.
Whoop-dee-dee-scoop. Scoop-dee-dee-whoop. Whoop-dee-scoop-dee-poop. Poop-dee-scoop-dee-scoop-dee-whoop.
Okay.
I imagine all of his little yes men around him are like, that was dope!
Yeah.
Woo! That's going to be a hit.
Well, you know what, though?
Bop it.
People like it. Like, I saw one of my girlfriend's husband was playing it on, like, in his car over the weekend. I saw it on Instagram. I was like, what is that song?
It's pretty catchy.
She, you know, told me it was Kanye's new one.
Bop it.
That's what it was.
Mm-hmm. Leah Michele just got engaged, and congratulations to her. She showed off a 4-carat stunning diamond over the weekend. And I've got what Lorraine likes for you.
Great. This is the part of the show where we find out what's hot, what's trending, what does Lorraine like.
Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention this in the dirty, but people were thinking that Kylie Jenner might be engaged because she had a ring on that finger over the weekend while shopping.
What do you think?
I don't think so. I think she's young, and I think she's like, hey, I have the baby. I'm just going to take one step at a time.
Okay.
So there is something. There's a product called Stick and Find. So they're little stickers that you can put on your remotes, because think about the items that you always lose in your house, right? Your remote, your cell phone, your purse, ladies, maybe your keys. But you can put these little stickets on your products, and then there's an app on your phone, and you can find them via radar.
Great.
Oh, that's cool.
Like, I need this in my life, and I need to put them on every single purse and every phone that I own.
They come in a pack? Like, can you buy, like...
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, perfect.
Multiple ones. So nice. We'll have more information up at kiss951.com.
My wife loses her phone all the time.
Me too.
Actually, I take that back. She doesn't lose it. She leaves it. Babe, can you go get my phone? It's up in the bathroom. Babe, I left the phone in Dean's room.
I lose my phone all the time in the house. And the Apple Watch used to be able where you could ping it. Even if your phone was on silent, you could still ping your phone, and they changed it. So now if your phone's on silent, you can't ping it anymore.
Those people at Apple.
I know.
Always against you.
Right.
Hey, what do you call it? It's something that everyone calls it, but you and your family call this particular item something different. I found out over the weekend, my mother-in-law told me that her dad calls a trunk something different. So I said, oh, that must just be in his family. She said, no, the whole town. Wait to hear what Papa called a trunk. We want to hear from you at 704-570-9595. Everybody calls it one thing, but you call it something else.
Hey.
Dell, during Small Business Month, Dell is offering up to 40% off select PCs with 8th Gen Intel Core processors. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with a small business technology advisor today.
It's time to lace up those sneakers and join the MRL show for AIDS Walk Charlotte March 12th in support of those living with HIV and those at risk. Register today at AIDSWalkCharlotte.com. Walk strong. It is a blast. We're out there every single year, and this year is going to be no exception.
Also, join Kiss 95.1 Saturday, May 5th for Cinco de Pupo. Action-packed free day of fun and festivities for pets and people. The celebration begins at 10 a.m. at Social Pet Hotel and Daycare in Pineville. Brought to you by Pfeiffer University's Zerug Food Truck, Libretto's Pizza, and more.
Watch your back, buddy. There's a chihuahua behind you.
No.
All right. What's the thing that everybody calls some item or event even, but your family or people you know call it something different? My mother-in-law told me that her dad called a trunk a turtle shell. Open the turtle shell. We're putting something in. It's in the back. It's in the turtle shell. Now, they grew up in Texas. And I said, well, that must just be a family thing. She said, oh, no. Most of the people in that region referred to the trunk as the turtle shell.
Really?
Wow.
That's interesting.
That's one I've never heard of. I know people in Pennsylvania, you guys are really weird, too.
Oh, yeah. We say all kinds of strange things. Like,
what'd you call sprinkles?
Jimmies.
That's Jimmies. So strange.
Yeah. We call them Jimmies. Instead of like vacuum the floor, we'll say like sweep the floor, pick up the floor. Like you can't pick up the floor.
Right.
Yeah,
that's impossible.
And you know, and growing up in the South, we had a bunch of strange things. Like a whistle pig was a groundhog. A polecat was a skunk.
A polecat?
A polecat was a skunk.
What's the thinking behind that? A polecat?
I don't know. And then I remember my mom would say things like a poke was like a brown bag that you'd get like at the grocery store. Like they put your...
I've heard that before.
They'd put your groceries in a poke.
Yeah.
In an old poke. But yeah, we had a bunch of strange, growing up in the South, a bunch of strange things.
Let's say hi to Bradley real quick, Roy.
Hey, Bradley in Kannapolis. You're on the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Yeah, growing up, we always called the TV remote the button, and I'm not sure why. I guess button. Because, like, when we were growing up, we were poor, and we only had, you know, the power button, because we only had one channel.
Yeah. Oh, my
Singular.
God. That is amazing.
Yeah.
You only had on and off on the remote control.
That's it, just the button.
That's awesome.
I think we called
Thanks,
ours
Bradley.
Mo Control. We really.
The remote?
Mo Control.
You know, my mom says, and my dad, and a lot of people in that generation, in the, like, 65-plus, they say that they're waiting online at the store.
What?
Not in line.
I'm online at the... Yeah, I have heard that before, too.
Because they don't reference the fact that, like, online is internet or, you know, social media.
We used to have a producer here that used to call a spigot a hose pipe.
That's true.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
It was not the... She said, my backyard caught on fire. And we're like, oh, my God, what happened? She goes, well, Dad got the hose pipe.
Hose pipe!
And put it out. How about this started earlier? We were telling you that... producer Ashley, who now works, Ashley Strohline, who now works on WBTV as their sports director over there. We're very proud of her. She doesn't say Mrs. She says
Mrs.
That was her saying it's like Mrs. Marola.
Mrs.
Mrs. Brown.
That's strange.
In Virginia. Or maybe West Virginia.
And of course, I never go cook.
No, she was from Virginia.
Yeah, she's from Virginia. Yeah. She's from near my town.
Okay.
And then, like, I never cook dinner. I always go fix dinner.
You're fixing dinner?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm always fixing dinner.
Every soda's a Coke?
Yeah.
That's a Midwest thing.
Pop,
yep. Mm-hmm. All right, 704-570-9595. We all call it one thing, but y'all call it something different.
What's going on, guys? I listen to
you
all the time.
I love you guys, by the way. I listen every morning.
Thank you, Bria. We love you, and we listen, too. There's a microphone in the car.
I'm kidding.
Yeah.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette. Kiss 95.1.
The entire universe calls this item one thing, but whatever town or state or area you grew up in, y'all call it something different. My mother-in-law told me that her dad called the trunk. I thought it was a turtle shell. My wife corrected me. It's the turtle hull.
The turtle hull?
Yeah.
That's even stranger.
It is even stranger. The turtle hull is the trunk.
That's so strange.
And that's from Texas. Here we go with your calls.
Let's bring in Jesse from York. Jesse, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. So, what's the thing your grandparents say?
My husband's grandparents say yens instead of y'all. So when we're coming over and or coming into town, she's like, "Hey, when are yens getting here?"
Are
they like, Pittsburgh thing?
I was going to say, are they from Pittsburgh?
No, they're from Tennessee.
Huh? Because that is a Pittsburgh thing. They're yinzers up in
Pittsburgh.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yens.
Yeah, I've always heard y'all, and when they said that to me, I looked at my husband. I was like, I don't know what they're talking about.
Do they say downtown? Like downtown?
Mm-hmm. No, that's the only part that I've never heard of. Everything else is completely normal.
Gum band.
No, she says no. This is the only thing. Why do you keep hammering her?
Well, we're trying to discover if there's a Pittsburgh.
We think they're secretly from Pittsburgh.
we're lying to Jesse where they're from?
Kind of.
I don't know. Thanks, Jesse.
We have questions. We're trying to follow the facts. Jen in Concord, you're on the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so you're from Delaware. What do they call the toilet?
The hopper.
That's fun.
You like that, Loren?
Yeah, I might call it the hopper from now on.
That is pretty fun.
Thanks, yeah. Jen.
What do you call the long sandwich? A long sandwich. I've heard a sub. Yeah. I've heard a hoagie.
Grinder.
Yeah.
Hey.
Not the app, Roy.
Okay.
And I've eaten all of them.
Okay. Let's talk to, this is Cindy in Mount Holly. Cindy, you're on the MRL Morning Show.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing really well. So what's the thing that you say?
I call sheets and stuff bedclothes, but most everybody else calls them sheets.
It makes sense.
Put the bedclothes on.
What? it does make sense, though. Go ahead. The bed needs its T-shirt. Put it on.
That is not the most far-fetched thing ever.
Is the comforter the socks?
Okay, funny, haha. But yeah, we call them bed clothes.
I love what
the pillowcases are the socks.
Okay, funny, haha.
Haha, Manny, they're bed clothes.
On.
Yeah, wrap it up.
Speaking of wrapping up, Cindy. We gotta wrap it up.
We do. Our friend Tina Porter can't get to her, but she said her husband's from Pittsburgh. He calls rubber bands dumb bands.
Whoa,
gum bands. They're gum bands.
Oh, gum bands. Yeah. Okay, bands. Producer Nicole must not have heard right. But let's take another round. These are great. Everyone calls it one thing. You call it something else.
Now it's. This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
So, we're trying to figure out, is there some things that you grow up saying that really, like, no one else says?
And the rest of the universe calls it, you know, like a vacuum cleaner, but Loren, you in Pittsburgh call it?
Sweeper.
Right. A sweeper. Okay, let's say hi to Kim in Matthews.
Good morning.
Hi, Kim. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Hey, good. Real quick, shout out to downtown Matthews. I don't know if you guys are aware of this or not, but Matthews, that little downtown area, is becoming a pretty cool spot, isn't it, Kim?
It's very eclectic now.
Yeah. There's like breweries and restaurants and stuff. And I cut through the other day and I was like, wow, this is cool. I'm going to have to check this area out. Oh, good for you people out in Matthews. Love it. All right. What you got?
All right. Well, I grew up in the Burbs, and we called fire hydrants Johnny Pumps.
Johnny Pumps.
Johnny Pumps.
Johnny Pumps. My mother always used to tell people, you can park in front of the house, just leave room for the Johnny Pumps. I have no idea why.
It's amazing.
And when I mention it down here, people looked at me like I was crazy.
I bet. Whoa.
That's the worst, too, because you think it's normal. Like, I've done that before, being from
Pittsburgh.
Yeah,
I'm like, don't block the Johnny Pump. What?
Hey, you're from the Bronx. What do you call a grocery cart? Is it a buggy?
No, I just call it a cart.
Yeah. And if someone is in your way, what do you yell? You know.
No, I just say,
get out the way. Move.
Yeah.
Well, she's from the Bronx, dude. She says more than that.
I'm being polite.
Yeah, I know you are. All right, have a great day. Thanks for listening to the show.
You too.
Kim from the Bronx.
All right, this is Danielle from Norwood.
Hello.
You're on the MRL Morning Show. Go ahead.
Hi, it's not me. It's my mom. My mom's from upstate New York, and I call it a toboggan, a hat, but she calls it a toque, and my kids are about a teenager and young, and they'll... She's like,
go get your toque on. It's cold. And they'll be like, Mom,
toque?
What am I talking about? A toque, yes.
I've never heard that.
Well, up there, a toboggan, they say, is a sled. And I'm like, okay. Down here, it's a hat.
Yeah. I've heard Scully, pullover.
Thanks, Danielle.
A toque? That's a strange one. Jennifer and Charlotte, welcome to the MRO Morning Show.
Good morning. So I'm from Vermont, and we say, you guys say soft serve down here, and we say creamy.
Creamy.
Oh, yes. Ice cream you're talking.
Yeah, C-R-E-E-M-E-E, creamy.
Yeah, I would say soft serve.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Dairy Queen gives you, soft serve ice cream, yep.
Right, and everybody from the south is a Flatlander.
Is a what?
As a Flatlander, there's no mountains.
Everyone from the south is a Flatlander. Interesting. Okay,
yeah, Roy claims there's mountains where he grew up.
Yeah, I was in the Blue Ridge Mountains.
Oh.
Appalachian?
We're the Green Mountain State, so you know.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, you got it.
All right. Thank you, Jennifer.
This is Isaac in Hickory. You're on the MRL Morning Show.
Hey.
Hey. So what's the what's your grandma say?
She calls goosebumps swan puffs.
Swan puffs?
Hmm.
Why?
I've heard chill bumps.
Yeah. I guess I don't know if it was a thing when I was a kid. She always thought it was cuter, but she got them swan puffs. So that's what I say now.
Okay.
Thank you very much. We got a tweet at the MRL show from someone who says, my grandpa calls every shoe a sneaker. Regardless if I'm wearing heels or he's wearing dress shoes, it's a sneaker. Put your sneakers on.
That's crazy to me.
All right, you guys can keep it coming at the MRL show. What's the weird thing that you call it that everybody else calls it something else? You know, earlier this morning, we played a brand new phone slam from Loren, and I think we need to bring that back. Prom season is in full swing.
And I'm every mom's worst nightmare.
Yep. What's your name? Fanny? Fancy?
Fancy.
Fancy's going to take Alex, who wanted us to play a phone slam on his mom. You know, Alex is in high school, but Fancy is going to call mom and say, hey, I'm calling from the escort service, and I'm going to pick up your son next week for the prom. You got to hear it coming up just after 9. The Manny.